is Prophet Emmanuel, all the way from Ngomazi, Kamakekeza, Block C, Fire City International Ministry. This is our ministry of our church. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you something that is very, very important today. From the book of Judges, number 16, verse 28. The Bible speaks about Samson. He called unto the Lord. He called unto the Lord and he said, I pray thee that once this time give me once my strength that I may avenge my enemies. Listen to me, child of God. Probably you might be going through challenges. You might be going through so many things. Your prayer life is very down. Your prayer life is not, you can't even pray 10 seconds, can't even pray 2 seconds. You don't even see a need of prayer. You don't even see a need of worshiping God. I have come to let you know that even if you are going through so much challenges, so much whatever, God is not giving up on you. God is saying, call. Don't forget to call. Keep on calling. Samson stood up and he said, Father, I know I have wronged you. I know I have done awful things. I know I have done what I'm not supposed to be doing, but I am here today. I remember I am your son. He said to God, God, please give me that power once more again that I may avenge my enemies. The Bible says, do not let a witch, suffer not a witch to live. Listen to me. Enemies are not there to play with you. Enemies are not there to pamper you. Enemies are not your friends. Enemies are not there to make you become what you want. Enemies are actually on business. Listen to me. Never smile when someone comes to threaten and challenge you and say, you are not going to make it. Don't reply them by talking, but reply them by prayer. For the Bible says, all things are possible. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I have come to let you know that if you don't fight, you will not win. Winning is for fighters. Winning is for fighters. The Bible says we don't wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against the principality, against every evil spirit. So if you want to be a champion in this life, you need to be a fighter. There is no victory that comes without a fight. There is no liberation that comes without a war. So if you want to be liberated, if you want to be free, there is no deliverance without warfare. For the Bible says, for we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the evil spirit, and against the demons of this world and powers of the rulers of this world. So listen to me. If you want to be a winner, listen to me, child of God. I have come to declare and proclaim on your life today as a prophet that you need to stand up, rise up wherever you are. Rise up right now and enter into prayer and begin to thank God. Ask him for the power. Tell him, God, I need your power to overcome. Give me the power to prosper. Give me the power to defeat my enemies. Give me the power to bring a change. Give me the anointing to bring a new beginning. I pray that let my enemies fall in the name of Jesus. Samson prayed and his enemies, he overcame them. In the name of Jesus, you are also an overcomer. Believe and try what I'm saying right now. God sent me to tell you this thing. Believe. Amen. God bless you. This is Prophet Emmanuel right here. This is Prophet Emmanuel speaking, your favorite prophet. Your favorite prophet, all the way from Ngomazi, all the way from Ngomazi, Kamakekeza, Block C, Nasi. I have, from Fire City International Ministry, I have come to speak with you, ladies and gentlemen, that God is the finisher, is the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible speaks about a gentleman called Elisha. And he commanded, and then food was found on the gate of Samaria. And there's another man of God that I love a lot who was a prophet of action. And I'm about to do today, I'm about to prophesy action in your life. The Bible speaks about a man whose name was called Elijah. The Bible says he prophesied and he declared. And then he said, there shall be no rain for 3.5 years. And for sure it happened. But one day, the same man came up again. And then he told the king Ahab and said, run, for I see rain coming. I see rain coming. On that same moment, there was nothing showing in the cloud. There was no cloud showing, yet it was him who blocked the rain. I have come to talk to you about the power of the spoken word. There is power in the spoken word. There is power in the word that is spoken by someone with faith. Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in what you carry? The Bible says, greater is he, the one who is in you, than the one in the world. The one in the world is more than the one in you. You carry a greater assignment. assignment. Listen to me. All that you need to do now as you are hearing me, with the sound of my voice, I give you grace to prophesy on yourself now. What you must do now, just start prophesying yourself. Prophesy what you are looking for. Prophesy what you want. Prophesy what you desire. Prophesy what you wish. Prophesy what you expect. Speak out. Speak out. The Bible says, cry aloud and the Lord shall answer your prayer. There is power in a spoken word. There was a man of God called Elisha. Elisha, the Bible says, after the going of the father, Elijah, he took the jacket of the father, and then when he was on the river Jordan, he tried to cross the river, but he failed. But he remembered that by the anointing of my father, Elijah, he said, where is the God of Elijah? Today, I have come to speak with you and say, even if it's tough, even if it's difficult, you can call upon the God of your servant of God. Call upon the God of prophet Emmanuel, and the God shall answer your prayers. I have come to declare upon you that there is no River Jordan, there is no Red Sea that shall stand and stop you from progressing. All that you want, all that you wish to, it is going to happen in the name of Jesus. We serve an Alpha and Omega. Our Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. There is nothing impossible in him. He opened the eyes, he raised the dead, he healed the sick, and the lamb, we saw the lamb walking. He is a God that does everything. I'm telling you, believe, child of God, this is your moment. Don't sit down depressed. Don't allow depression to sit on you. Depression is not from God. It is the devil. Listen to me. God has something new. I prophesy on you. From today, rise up and talk. Rise up and speak. You are a champion. God bless you. This is Prophet Emmanuel. This is Prophet Emmanuel, your favorite prophet, right here again. All the way from Ngomazi, Kamachekeza Nasi Block C. I have come to speak with you again. I want you to listen to me very well. Listen to me. You need a jaw of a donkey anointing. You might not understand what I'm talking about, but I need you to be like Samson, who says, even if I don't have anything, whatever is around me, I can use it to defeat my battles. Whatever is around me, I can use it to overcome. God cannot bless that Bible next to you if he does not know that there's a challenge to come. God cannot place anything around you. God knows what he's doing. Listen to me. Even if you might walk under the shadow of the valley of death, you shall not fear no evil. If you don't fear any evil, for the Bible says the one in you is bigger than the one who's against you. When Samson was attacked by the Philistines, he did not depend on whatever. He was depending on the anointing of God within him. Anointing of God within him. So he picked up a jaw of a donkey, and immediately when the jaw of the donkey was in the hands of Samson, the jaw of a donkey, it began to sense the anointing. The anointing strengthened the jaw of a donkey. It became a metal in the hands of Samson. And the Bible says, and he slew and he killed many, many, many soldiers of the Philistines. And the Bible says, after that, God managed to reward Samson with something very sweet. Listen to me. After every battle, something good is about to come to you. Don't fear battles. Battles are not for the weak. Battles are not for the weak. They are not for the chickens. They are for people who believes in God. There is nothing that shall come your way that you shall not overcome. Listen to me. I know you are facing what you can think cannot be understood by us if we are speaking to you. But I understand what you are feeling. I am here as a prophet of God talking to you. I feel in my spirit. I can sense it in my heart. God is saying to me that as I'm talking to you right now, rise up and overcome that battle. Use that jaw of a donkey. You are going to overcome. Even out of nothing, you can become something. Even if you are doing business and you have got nothing, use what you are having. Sell that eye, sell that whatever. You are going to be the most powerful businessman tomorrow. Don't worry, my brother. Don't worry, my sister. Everyone that you see successful in this life, they began from somewhere. Don't undermine your hustle. That hustle might be a jaw of a donkey, but just add the anointing on that hustle. Add the power of God. Let his presence manifest on that hustle. You shall see what will happen. You can become an owner of a multi-million business, rand business or a dollar business. You know, you can own that serious company in the future. God is not a respecter of men. God loves everybody, and God opens doors for everybody. I have come to prophesy on you. Don't give up on your business. Don't give up on your career. Don't give up. Once you see it becoming tough, then God is involved. God is available. So don't give up. God is about to do something new. Something great is about to happen to you. Listen to me, child of God. All of us, we are a product of pain, shame, and rejection. But those challenges, they shaped us to become what we are. Listen to me. God loves you. This is your favorite prophet, Emmanuel. God bless you.